Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Casual Controversy, the show where we talk about things that don't really matter, but people have strong opinions about anyways. I'm your host, Grant. I'm joined today by our regular co-host,
Griffin. I'm back. I didn't leave. I'm here.
Yeah, still here. It's been a while. Been almost 2.5-3 months or so since we recorded.
Solid 3 months.
Yeah. It's been a while. Life happens. Griffin went on leave. I got moved to new barracks. Coronavirus messed everyone up.
That's the reason we can't record.
It's coronavirus. Yeah, social distancing, right? We've been busy. So we finally found time to get back together and do another episode. And we are joined today by Griffin's buddy, Mertens, who he works with. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little spiel, where you're from and all that.
Hello, everybody. So I'm originally from Madison, Wisconsin, home of the great Green Bay Packers. I practice Buddhism in my free time. Been doing it for about a year, year and a half. It's been really great. I think it's especially good for times like this where people really go into a panic if they just watch the news. It helps you keep a lot more inner peace if you're not really aware of your mental state. Then I also enjoy riding motorcycles in my free time, watch Netflix, all that jazz.
Huh? Yeah, Netflix is the perfect thing, hobby to have right now.
I'll tell you.
Hiding in your room, locking up with that, and Buddhism as well. It seems like a good little self-help thing for that.
Of course.
Speaking of which, that was kind of what we wanted to cover today, is mostly going to be about COVID or coronavirus. I know it's more casual controversy, but, you know,
we can cover stuff a little bit. Make this casual. All good jokes, all with jokes, they help the people relax a little bit, you know? Some people are going to be mad, but the rest will be relaxed. So we're going to joke around with it. We might be serious for a second, but overall, we're just going to have fun.
Keep it light. So we want to start off talking about the whole social distancing thing and all that jazz versus, I don't even know where the phrase came from, because this like popped up maybe, a week or two ago.
A week ago.
Like it was all self-quarantine, and then suddenly social distancing is like what everyone was saying. And I don't know technically how different it is. I don't know. It just came out of nowhere, and it seems like almost pointless to me. Just call it like self-quarantine. I don't know.
It's a very trendy word.
Yeah.
I think they had to put a new word on it for people to listen, because if somebody would have been like self-quarantine, it's just like the word causes more panic. Self-quarantine, you know? But social distancing is all like, you go around now, it's like people are like, let's practice social distancing, you know? Like, it's something we need to do, a job we have to do type thing, you know? It's not too much, you know? What do you think about it?
I think social distancing is, like you said, it's kind of a more calm word versus quarantine. It's like those horror zombie movies where people, they're boarding up their windows and stuff.
Quarantine. Lock ourselves out from the outside world, yeah.
I mean, some people are doing that already.
That's true.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I guess it does sort of bring down like the level of things, because I guess quarantine does sound, makes it seem more serious, and social distancing is a more like relaxed, but like still like, hey, like
just be
don't,
conscious.
Don't be together with people all the time. Keep your distance. Don't cough on people.
I think people are having fun with it right now, because it's like the first week or two, people are all like, social distancing, like how cool, it's mysterious, right? It's nice, you know, we have to practice it. And then like in about a month or two, they're gonna be like, what the hell, like what am I doing right now? I'm bored and I'm going out.
Stuck. Yeah, for sure.
Something I've seen a lot is quarantine and chill.
Quarantine and chill.
It's like the joke I saw about this, everyone, you know, make sure you're using protection during this time, because I don't want to have to go to a whole bunch of baby showers 9 months from now because everyone's bored while they're social distancing from everyone. But yeah, no, it's an interesting sort of time we're living in. Following up with that is the hoarding that everyone is doing. Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
It's over the top. I mean, and like, I don't know, I feel like it's getting to the point, because all the people at the beginning started this, everyone else is starting to feel like, shit, maybe I should have done that, just because you can't fucking find toilet paper anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
normal
people that just want to go buy like a new pack of toilet paper because they're running out, can't get it like anywhere. And it's like, oh, if I gotta take a shit, I got nothing. Like, I'm out of luck because some dude bought fucking 20 packs of toilet paper because he's, I don't know, preparing for like the month of social distancing or whatever. I don't know. It's over the top, man.
It is like really influenceable. Like it is. If I seen something at the store and it's like, I need one, and it's like four left, or it's like three left, and I was like, well, when I come back in a month, if this is still gonna be nothing or like three left, I might as well take an extra, or like an extra for that, you know, and use it later. And then people blew it way out of proportion, extremely out of proportion.
Yeah. Especially at grocery stores.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tell them about the time I went with Merns to the store.
So one day after we finished working out, when the gyms were still open, we had gone over to Chipotle, and on the way back, we stopped by the grocery store. I just needed some almond milk. I went there, and the only thing left on the shelf was creamer.
Yeah.
Creamer.
Yeah, I was just at the Nextly today doing some shopping, and I wanted to pick up some milk. Nothing. There was some water. That was about it. There was, like, no milk, nothing. All the toilet paper was sold out, all the like, hand sanitizer, everything, like all that cleaning stuff. It's crazy.
This is just if we compare it to the movies, this is the part where it's like the, you know, humans turn on each other and to do this and that for survival. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, I'll leave it to, you know, the audience to say, is it good or bad? Because at the end of the day, it's self-survival, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, somebody could be taking that for their families because, you know, you survive, but on the other flip, you don't leave anything for anybody else. You know, mm-hmm. Is it you? Is the virus like you versus the virus, or like you versus everybody else?
I mean, it should be us versus the virus, but it definitely at the moment way a lot of people are acting makes it feel like it's us versus or yourself versus everyone else.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's really people are getting kind of divided on this. There was something I saw a while ago too with the whole hoarding thing. Some dude up, I don't remember what state it was in. But this guy and, like, his brother saw what was happening, and they tried to capitalize on this by buying an absurd amount. Like, they literally rented a warehouse, basically, and bought toilet paper and hand sanitizer and stuff like that, and stocked up this warehouse, and then started selling it on Amazon for, like, four times what they bought it for.
Yeah, I went on Amazon the other day to try to buy some toilet paper because I went to the Next. They were completely out.
Yep.
Like, the 9-pack of toilet paper, it was like $30.
Yeah, because people are scalping off of it. They're price gouging. And that specific story that I was talking about, these people actually, like, the fucking city or the state or whatever took action, and they, like, took them to court, basically, for price gouging, which I believe was determined to be a felon or at least illegal or something. And they were essentially forced to donate their entire stock to charity, all this shit that they'd spent all that money buying. So they'd sold some stuff already, so I don't know if they ended up in a deficit or not.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, for real. That was, I mean, you're going to be a jackass in times like this. You're going to fucking, you know, deal with the outcome of that. But no, it's been crazy, over the top. I think the media has definitely contributed to that, how much they've kind of built the panic on that.
How do you think Quest bars are doing? Do you think they're still on the shelf?
Quest bars. That's an inside joke. Quest bars are horrible, and I wouldn't feed it to my dog.
My God.
They're so bad.
I can't wait till they're about to, like, sponsor us, and they, like, go to see this video, and they're like, oh, wait.
It's like the other thing I saw was when it was like a picture of, like, all the easy foods and whatnot, and there was, like, one section that was completely full and hadn't been touched, and it was all vegan foods. Like, none of it had been taken. Everything else was gone, and that spot was just stocked. It's like, yeah, might be panicking and dying, still don't want to eat that vegan stuff. But, yeah, no, it's crazy. But, so, moving on to the next one is actually, this is more getting in kind of a serious topic, and this is more personal opinion, whether or not we think this is serious and versus how it's sort of being blown out of proportion or not by the media.
So I know, well, me and Merton's talked about this when we were walking at a point. And so we were saying, like, okay, this is total conspiracy theory territory. So this is kind of out. All right. This is kind of out, but it's mixed with an opinion. So what if it, like, what if I was thinking, what if the media was like playing 4D chess with us, right? And so they make it seem super serious, so we don't think it is serious when it's actually, like, disgustingly serious, right? What if it's, like, something that develops over this much time after a period? Like, what if, I don't know, we were getting into some pretty crazy stuff, like, you know, 5 years later, you know, we start transforming or something like that, you know? But at the same time, it could be the opposite, to where it's not serious at all. And like you said, the media is probably just blowing it way out of proportion. But like, mm-hmm. we never know, because if this has really never happened, or there's been other strands, they weren't this serious. But I don't know, as the future comes, you know, anything can happen. So what's to say like this doesn't have some long-lasting effect, you know? Agent Orange killed people years after they came into contact with it. Like,
right. Decades after.
Decades after.
And that's true.
That's kind of what we thought about. Like, what are you guys' opinions on it?
So, from a medical perspective, I don't think it's as serious as the media portrays it to be. It's still serious for certain age groups. If you have a compromised immune system, if you're up there in age, if you have some sort of immune deficiency. But there's also the aspect that it's having on the stock market, where it's really forcing people to act really irrationally. They're just completely dumping all of their stocks. Mm-hmm. I remember the market dropped like 57% one day, the worst day since 1987.
Yeah, I remember.
Over a virus that killed like less than 1% of the people who've been infected.
Yeah, it's crashed. Yeah, it's pretty crazy how much it's caused that crash.
The Dow dipped below 20,000 for the first time in I don't know how long.
Money is circulating very crazily right now. And if you're, this is your time to get into stocks, you want to learn about it, like, this is really your time.
I mean, now's not the time to be investing, but what's that fucking, the reverse, like, investing type of thing?
Oh, betting against it.
Yeah, betting against might be the time to start doing that.
And if you want to invest in, like, long-term stuff, all of that stuff is very low right now.
So that's true. If you're liquid.
Good time to buy, So personally, my opinion on it, I don't know much about economics and whatnot, but I have heard, like, it's been crashing a fair bit. My take on the medical side of it is, I think the media coverage itself has been maybe slightly blowing it out of proportion. I don't think it's been that bad. I think people have overreacted a lot in terms of, like, kind of the mass panic we've sort of had, like, with the whole hoarding and everything we talked about. But I also think that it's worth being concerned about. I have a couple of friends in Italy, actually, which is one of the countries that's being hit the worst right now. And I've sort of been keeping tabs on them. The people I know there are fine. But, like, their whole country is, like, in lockdown. Like, they are pretty much mass quarantined. They're not supposed to be outside type of stuff.
Are they in Sicily or mainland Italy?
I'm not sure where they live. Okay. I'd have to double check on that one. But the main thing I'm hearing about that is, the issue they're running into right now isn't so much like the level of death, though they are reporting, the last number I heard was their cases that have resulted in fatality or death has been like 6%, which is significantly higher than a lot of other places. And that's it's not a huge number, but that's pretty significant when it's a virus that spreads as easily as this one does. But the main issue they're running into is their ICUs are overpopulated. Like, they don't have space for patients. I saw there was some talk about, or like, the government has been drafting some articles that is essentially going to be triage for, like, patients that are over 80 years of care or have a certain amount of pre-existing conditions. They can't spend resources to treat those patients because it's their chances of survival are too low and it's almost not worth it. Like, it's kind of, it sucks and it's messed up that they have to look at it like that, but even if the cases don't result in fatality, they take people out pretty hard for like a couple of weeks or whatnot, it seems. And as a result, they don't have enough medical like staffing and supplies to deal with everything that they have right now. And that seems to be, to me, more of the real issue. It's not how many people it's killing. It's the fact that we don't have enough resources to really deal with the people that might need it.
That's true. I was watching something on that earlier today where it was just like, as far as like pandemics go, it could really tax your resources heavily. Yeah. And I don't think our medical system can handle long-term sustainment.
Yeah, I don't think we're... You look at numbers and everything. Are the cases in the U.S. that are confirmed positive? It doesn't seem like much.
Yeah.
But that's also because we're extremely limited in how much we can actually test right now.
Mm-hmm.
As testing becomes more available, the number's probably going to jump really quickly as we can test more. But that's already people that already had, like, it's not new cases. It's just we didn't know about it because we weren't able to test that much. But it's, I don't know. It's going to be a while before, I guess, everything sort of flattens out or evens out and we really have an idea of, like,
have to wait and see
what the numbers are like and exactly how much of an impact this had. But, yeah, I don't know. It's wild how much this has changed. And, like, it's been, like, what? It started in January, man. It's been, like, 2 months, basically, yeah, since this really started. It's crazy, man.
I think the crazy part is just the surrealness of it and, like, the unpredictability mm-hmm. of what could come next. Because literally, well, I wasn't expecting all this to happen. All this closing of every single thing, all the canceling of a lot of events, it just seemed like quite a bit. But we'll move on to our next topic.
Yeah, so the last point we wanted to cover was sort of the personal effect that this has had on us. Mm-hmm. What changes this made to our daily routine, I guess, and what we think sort of the outcome of things will be. Again, we're not staying away from, like, the casual part so much, but, you know, big topics today. What about you, Griffin?
So I had a really different opinion about, like, how the outcome of this would turn out, but in a good, bad way. So, like, I guess it's like a childish versus adultish way of thinking, but I know humans as a whole, during our evolution, most of the things we've made is when we couldn't have it, right? When we didn't have something, we made something, like, out of it. We made something mm-hmm. to compensate for that, right? And so I figure in captivity, or let me not say quite captivity, during our social distancing, us as humans will be able to, like, just create new things. I feel like mm-hmm. there are going to be new inventions. I feel like there are going to be a lot of new ideas. I've already seen some new art that looks really good, and people are going to start making new music. And, like, just new stuff could come out of this. You know, it's not all bad. There's a lot of creativity that can go on if you're in your room by yourself for, like, long periods of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like this could really, like, spark something big. Or, you know, years later we're going to hear a story about some guy. He's going to be like, yeah, this all started when, you know, the virus was going around. I was just in my room and I thought of this idea. And it's like, that guy's a multi-billionaire, you know. Stuff like that. Yeah. I feel like this could be really good. At the same time as it being bad.
Yeah.
Huh.
You guys?
I believe that. There is always a positive and negative to every single situation.
Yeah.
Even though it can be portrayed to be ultimately bad for the most part. How has it affected you personally?
Honestly, I just don't like all the closures. I just took Mertens up to, like, the boxing gym with me. The boxing gym's closed.
I only got to go one day.
My dance studio that I go to is closed. All my hobbies are gone. Like, the gym's closed. I have no clue. I'm just, like, kind of sitting there in a way. I mean, I read a tiny bit. Not as much as Mert, but I read a little bit. Me and Mert, today we exercise with a backpack with, like, three dishwashing things. Yeah, laundry detergent. Like, and we used it as weights. And I was like, this is, like, very depressing to do. But, I mean, like I said, good ideas will come out of it. Just right now, I've had a lot of things taken away from me. And I'm not taking it too hard right now. But I feel like in the months to come, it could be, wow, this sucks. I had stuff to do and I don't have stuff to do.
Yeah. Me personally, I've barely noticed, honestly. Yeah, because I'm very much, I barely leave my room, dude. I'm a gamer. That's what I spend almost all my free time doing, playing video games. I have, like, a virtual reality headset. So, like, I you know, a lot of people I interact with in there, that's, like, almost my form of socialization. So I can still, like, hang out with my friends without leaving my room. So the whole social distancing thing's really easy for me. And then as far as work is concerned, I mean, we were all working in a hospital. We're, like, one of the career fields that in a time like this, our job doesn't get to stop. We're kind of needed. So we're still busy. Really, the only difference is the gym closing, which, you know, I'm not the biggest gym person, but I've finally started regularly going, like, at the beginning of this month, and then they closed. So me and the guy I work out with, we've had to start, like, just going and running around the track outside and stuff and working out outside.
Maybe it's your fault.
Maybe it is.
We're supposed to start working out, and now we're getting punished.
I knew I should have stayed lazy for the rest of my life. God damn it.
So, kind of the same thing as Griff. It's just more an inconvenience than anything else. But I like the fact that everybody's staying inside, because I can take my bike out or my motorcycle the roads are completely empty. I have it all to myself, especially around like 1 or 2 in the morning. I can just be one with the bike, have it be an extension of myself.
The cop that's like listening to this is all like 1 or 2, huh?
All right. Time to go find him speeding around on his bike. Yeah.
And then it's also been a good time to really start getting back into meditation a lot. Working in the ER, you're busy all the time. And then when you get off work, you just want to work out and go to sleep. But having all this free time, it's allowed me to really focus on the hobbies and things I enjoy doing a lot.
Right. Yeah. So we're about at the end of our time. We hit 20 minutes already. I do want to add one last thing about the outcome and something I've seen a little bit about.
Okay.
With all the quarantine and stuff that's happening, I think this one was mostly involving Italy and like the canals and whatnot in Italy that are like the water's clearing up. Like,
really?
Yeah, like the water's clearing up. Like, that's swans weird. Are coming back. You can see the fish.
I didn't even think of this.
Another one was I saw a map in China, and pollution has dropped like drastically because factories and stuff have had to shut down. Which is like, I mean, obviously the whole situation this sucks, but like,
yeah,
everyone, like you said, everyone's staying in their homes, so we're having a lot less impact on the environment. All of a sudden, it's actually making some differences.
Somebody's all like, "So you didn't want to save the earth? All right. I'm going to save the earth."
All right, yeah, coronavirus, let's go. But yeah, so that's about it though for this episode. We want to wrap this up. Thank you all for coming back and listening. I know it's been a while. Sorry again about the break. And sorry, this wasn't as quite as casual as our normal controversial topics. But yeah, we figured we'd go through it. And thank you, Mertens, for joining us.
Of course.
It was a pleasure having you on to talk about all this. If you guys have any questions, future stuff you want us to talk about, or your own opinions on coronavirus, if you want to let us know, just leave us a comment. Shoot us a message on Facebook. You know, we'll be sure to answer. And yeah, we'll see y'all next time.
Thank you, guys. Be safe.
Keep the peace.
Yep. Don't cough on anyone.
Yeah.